Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event.
Okay. Congratulations on your epic fail!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have a brand. New York has a brand.
It's the viral sensation known as Pizza Rat.
But New York has a brand. It has a brand.
New York is a hellhole. And you know how I feel about hellholes.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Bit of an awkward moment, really.
Sir, we're going to bring you back to your retirement home.
This is pure Biden.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Stand up, Chuck. Good Lord, this was worse than stand up, Chuck. At least Chuck was there. Remember when the... Obama said at a Memorial Day, this is where we recognize some of the people I see here today. No, they're the people that we recognize on Memorial Day. They're not here today. Barry. 844-500-4242. More than a million Floridians are now without power as Hurricane Ian makes landfall. So just trying to get through this thing. And see what happens, and then wait for the mainstream media to announce that Governor DeSantis has failed miserably as governor.
You think you'll actually make it to Florida this weekend?
I think so. I think the biggest problem is, I mean...
Because the trajectory has it swinging back into the eastern coastline.
But they can just go out to sea, can't they? And just they can get around that. Planes can always get around that, I think. I'm more worried about, all the people trying to reschedule flights and just getting, randomly bumped. I was talking to a guy today who got randomly bumped off a JetBlue flight going back to Florida a couple of days ago, and a couple of the VIPs here this afternoon were bumped on in June. I mean, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I travel fairly regularly. I have, I should have the upgrade or whatever they call it for JetBlue passengers, but they just knock you off randomly sometimes, and I guess they don't know who I am. I don't know what more can I say. Time now for the chump line.
Do you know who I am?
Where's Representative Jackie? Representative Jackie, stand up. Oh, God, love you.
It's, we're going to play the cut, after the chump line, but it's also really something to hear KJP trying to explain it, he said that because she was top of mind. I mean, I don't think that helped the situation to say that. Asking if a dead person was in the audience is top of mind. That's not a good explanation, unless you're in front of a probate court judge and you're trying to be declared guardian for the aged person who is suffering from dementia.
Howie, any word from Kamala Harris about which communities will be affected by the hurricane?
Many communities on the east, on the west coast, may be affected more than communities on the east coast. but generally speaking, all communities. And as the storm...
So we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community as well as the talent and capacity of community.
And as it makes landfall, it will go across communities in Central Florida. And then it will move up into Duval County, the Jacksonville community area, before it crosses the line into the Savannah, Georgia community area, and then up the coast through the communities of South Carolina, North Carolina, and the communities of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. For this week only, we're offering BOGO, buy one, get one, on our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts. I'm wearing one right now if you're watching on Rumble or social media. Right now, you can buy one t-shirt and get one free. It's two gifts for the price of one. Offer good while supplies last. Order at HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt.
What's the difference between Brandon and Ian? One causes catastrophic damage, and the other's a hurricane.
I like it. Very well put.
In addition to the perceived midterm variant, what are the chances of seeing Hurricane Midterm coming soon, November 8, 2022?
Yeah, I guess we're going to need to mail out an extra 20 or 30 million ballots in Florida, all of which will be pre-voted for Charlie Crist and Val Demings.
It is certainly understandable that President Biden would recognize that congresswoman, because even though she's dead, he's been assured she will vote for him in the next election.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a Republican congresswoman, but she's expected, according to all polling, to vote Democrat from now on. Forever, too, by the way.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Yesterday you said...
And they're selling these albino pumpkins, or these white pumpkins. I'm not into that. Pumpkins should be orange.
In other words, you like jack-o'-lanterns that look like Trump, as opposed to you. You elderly albino, we're going to be fine.
I didn't always used to be an albino. God changed the color of my hair. I had nothing to do with it. I don't have any Grecian formula blonde dye.
I'm praying that Brandon doesn't stumble us into World War III like he's hiking up the stairs to Air Force One.
I know, it's pretty scary, isn't it? He seems to have no clue what's going on. And if indeed, and we don't know this, it's just speculation that the CIA took out those pipelines. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, we need natural gas too. You know, if they're not getting it from the Nordstrom, I'm going to KJP, from the Nord Stream pipelines, they're going to be getting it from somewhere else, and it's going to be driving up the price of natural gas here in the United States. How is this a plus for geopolitics?
Biden bucks are already Biden half bucks. Well on the way to being Biden's two bits.
Yes. Well, today was a good day for the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 550 points, something like that. I'm sure, though, tomorrow it will resume its Biden-esque trajectory downward.
Howie, I've stocked up on cash and food and fuel. Hurricane Joe is about to hit.
Hurricane Joe has already hit. As DeSantis said today about Hurricane Ian, it's too late to run away. Just stay in your house until the worst is past. If only that were possible for all of us who have jobs.
Hurricane Joe Biden made landfall in Washington, D.C. in 2020. It's forecasted to remain stationary over the entire United States until at least 2024.
That depends on how bad the route is in the midterms. I think it could break up in 2023 if possible. And it probably would if Kamala Harris wasn't the vice president.
So if Republicans are to blame for all these natural disasters, can we blame Democrats for COVID?
No, you can't blame Democrats for anything. The only thing you can blame on a Republican is something bad. Anything good that happens, Democrats did it. If it's a sunny day, Democrats did it. If you need an umbrella, blame Trump or DeSantis.
Well, Ed, there appears to be a hurricane making landfall.
You are correct, sir.
Apparently, it's the worst storm surge the East Coast has seen since Ted Kennedy belly flopped.
Vineyard Strong. Are those bumper stickers out yet after the visit by the illegal aliens a couple of weeks ago?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message, you just like to hear a second chump line, you can always do so at around 7 o'clock every weeknight. We post Chop Chumps. That's the second chump line of the day, the messages we didn't play just now. You can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. For this week only, we're offering BOGO, buy one, get one free, on our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts. Right now, you can buy one t-shirt and get the second one for free. It's two gifts. Count them, two gifts for the price of one. Offer good only while supplies last. Order at HowieCarShow.com and click on store.
Where's Representative Jackie? Representative Jackie, stand up. Oh, God, love you.
I see dead people.
Stand up, Chuck. Let me see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
Oh, God love you. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State. Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We were just talking with the VIPs during the break. You know, they're talking about these storm surges, 3 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet above normal. You can't tell me that a lot of charging stations in places like Naples and Fort Myers aren't being taken out even as we speak. So what's going to happen? How long is it going to take to get the charging stations back up and running again if they're flooded? And I don't know what the situation is. It's just another hassle. You know, I heard DeSantis this morning. They got 30,000 linemen standing by. That's great. How many people they got going to be fixing the charging stations for all the...
How high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road.
What did Tennessee Ernie Ford used to say? We'll be here tomorrow. God willing, and the creek don't rise. And the charging station don't get flooded out. Or ripped off by somebody looking for copper wiring to buy us some more fentanyl. Now, Tennessee Ernie Ford didn't know about that stuff. Modern America. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's the Massachusetts GOP statewide candidate most likely to win in November? Jeff Deal, Leah Allen, Rayla Campbell, Jay McMahon, or Anthony Amore?
I'm voting for Anthony Amore.
22% say Anthony Amore, 54% say the Deal Allen ticket.
All right. 603, one of my friends is a nurse at Sarasota Memorial Hospital, and she's riding out the hurricane there rather than her home. She just texted me and said the roof is blowing off. Oof. Sanibel, looks like it, the storm is, it looks like it's not raining, but it surely looks like it's heavily flooded. Anyway, we want to thank Almagaucha Steakhouse, the great Brazilian steakhouse in South Boston. They brought in a great spread for the VIPs today. How was it, guys?
Oh, unbelievable.
It's really a great place, and you should check it out when you get a chance. Almagaucha Steakhouse, it's on D Street in South Boston, and they have such great, great steaks and all kinds of meats, and it's a price-fixed thing, so you get... Yeah, they got all kinds of salads, and they have this wonderful stuff. I've told you I love the potato salad, the cheesy bread, the sausage is fantastic, the spiced bacon, plus all the steaks and the chicken wings, all that. Are you going to miss Almagaucha when I'm gone, Taylor?
It's nice, but if you're on a diet, it's not so great.
My doctor told me I wasn't getting enough cholesterol and calories.
Enough iron.
They said, you know, you're not getting enough cheesy bread, Howie. Have some more cheesy bread. And, you know, your sodium nitrite in your blood is down. So have some more pork sausage. Have some more sausage and that spiced bacon.
But I am going to miss it.
It's just fantastic food. It's really wonderful. Almagaucha, it's on D Street in South Boston, and it's really a great place. And they're expanding all the time. I think they're moving into Worcester and Taunton. And, so that's just a great place, and we appreciate them bringing in the food all summer long, and we appreciate all the VIPs. This is the last VIP day of the season, and we like to thank all the VIPs that came in. We've had a great time with everybody all all season long, and we'll have more great VIP events next year. God willing, and the creek don't rise, and. I don't have to charge my electric vehicle while standing in a puddle of water. Someone just mentioned that. Is that a downside to having an electric vehicle, having to plug in the charger when you're in a puddle of water? Is that a positive or a negative? 844-500-4242. 603, Tennessee Ernie Ford. I'll take pop culture references no one under 60 will understand for $500. That's what you say. That's what you say. Tennessee Ernie Ford will live in the memories of all Americans for all time. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of more. Let's start out with the this is the cut that is all over social media, but you're not going to see it tonight on MSNBC or CNN. Jackie Walorski was a longtime congresswoman from Indiana, and she was killed in an auto accident along with a couple of her aides this summer. It was a very sad event. And she was really into childhood nutrition and that kind of thing. So she was going to be memorialized with a video at this event at the White House. So Biden forgot that she was dead. So let's play cut 13.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I didn't think she was going to be here? She's been dead for a couple of months.
I didn't think she was going to be here.
It's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. When we come back, we will play KJP trying to explain that. Oh, we have Robert Cahilly from Trafalgar Group. Then we'll be playing that. 844-500-4242. If you want me to ask him about any states you're interested in, they're doing a lot of polling. Trafalgar Group, they're a very accurate polling outfit. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I got a text last night. And they want me to take part in a poll. And so I started answering it. Your age? 34. Sex? Non-binary. Ethnic group? Latinx. And then it just went out.
Latinx.
Latinx.
Although they're phasing that one out. Would you like to answer the next question?
What's the next one?
Please indicate which one or more than one of these racial or ethnic groups you identify with. Oh, you already answered this one,
Latinx.
Right?
Latinx. Yeah.
It's Latino or Latina or Hispanic.
I'm Latina.
Okay. On the ballot in November, there will be a statewide question dealing with taxes to amend the Massachusetts state constitution called Question 1, or the Fair Share Amendment.
I'm going to lie on that one and say I'm all in. It's only for millionaires, you know. So I'm going to vote yes. It's obviously that's not what I'm going to do or what I would do.
All right.
I also said I'm a registered voter in Massachusetts. That was a lie as well. Okay, go ahead.
Would you say you feel that way strongly or not strongly?
Oh, I'm really into punishing people who work for a living.
Okay. So strongly?
Strongly.
Very good. As you learn more about the pros and cons of this ballot question, how possible is it that you could change your mind about how you will vote? Use the scale, where zero means not at all possible you'll change your mind.
It's impossible that I would change my mind. They don't have to spend any more money on ads. They can just, they can just give it to transgender windmill advocates.
All right. And our final question.
That's all. I don't get to answer any more questions.
Before our guest comes on the line with you.
Yeah.
How important do you think it is that this amendment pass?
Oh, it's
again, the 0 to 10 scale.
It's a 10 scale.
It's a 10. Extremely important.
Okay.
We'll resume this later in the program.
Does it go on?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was said it was a brief thing. With us now is Robert Cahaley. He is the CEO of Trafalgar organization. They do polls. And Robert, I was just taking a text poll and lying on every single question. Do you run into a lot of that?
You know, we run more people who don't take the poll. Every now and then we do find a prankster, and we always tend to have a couple questions on there that there's no way people would give certain answers, so we can kind of detect if people are kind of messing with us a little bit. But what we're finding is people, Republicans especially, Trump-leaning Republicans, MAGA Republicans, if you will, very nervous right now. They're sharing stories about what they're seeing with the FBI and Facebook. They're hearing stories about the government asking the credit card companies to track their gun purchases. And it's not a big step for them to think that somebody's going to keep track of what people say in polls. And so they're very nervous, and we find that they're hesitant to participate to begin with. And so we've got this new class of voters. We call them submerged voters. They're not putting stickers on their cars, not putting signs in their yard. They're not posting on social media, and they're not answering polls at all. But we think they're showing up. And we're hearing we've never had this happen, but since Biden's speech, we've had 6 people just randomly approach us with pictures of a poll that we sent or a recording of it, or recording them talking to one of the callers saying, we weren't sure whether this was really you, so we didn't take it. Now, that's a level of people being afraid that we've never seen before. And the fact that we've been doing this for all these years and we've never encountered this and we've encountered it 6 times in 3 weeks is uncanny.
So they always talk about voter suppression. This is poll suppression, isn't it? At least on the Republican side.
Well, I mean, I would say it's more self-suppression. That they just don't want to be identified. You know, they're very nervous that somebody's keeping track, that somebody's pretending to do a poll and is actually just trying to create an enemies list.
Oof, that's really scary. I got a question here from one of our listeners. What's going on with the Arizona governor and Senate races?
Well, we see Kerry Lake up by 2 or 3 points, and we see the Senate race within the margin of error right now. We've got Masters down a couple points, and this race is continuing to tighten. I think Kerry Lake is a benefit to Masters, and the more that Biden is so unpopular, what we're seeing around the country is in most races, when you peel it back and you cross the Biden approval versus undecided, you find that most undecideds are very negative on Biden. So I really don't feel like these undecideds are breaking in the way of an incumbent that's in the same party as Biden, that votes with Biden in the 90s. And every one of these Senate Democrats votes with the Biden agenda in the 90%.
Right. And in states like Maine, the second congressional district, Jared Golden, you know, he's running as this independent, or Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire running as an independent, but they're still voting with the regime agenda. You're right, over 90% of the time. There's are there any Democrats that vote less than 90% of the time with the leadership in Biden?
Sinema.
Yeah. Sinema, that's it, yeah. Sinema, that's about it. 844-500-4242. How about Colorado? I was looking at your website today, and there was a big story in the Wall Street Journal last weekend that O'Day was pretty tight with Bennett, and you showed him down, I think, about 6 points. Is that still a winnable race for a Republican against Michael Bennett, a sort of a blow-in candidate from New York or D.C.?
My impression is no. What we're seeing is there's a lot of Republicans who just don't like O'Day, and a lot of those Republicans are voting for the Libertarian or just telling us they won't vote for O'Day. I don't know exactly enough about Colorado to know why they dislike O'Day so much, but the number of Republicans who don't like O'Day is a problem for O'Day, and he's not even winning all the Republican votes. And this is the third survey we've done, the second one we've released publicly, and he's gone down in every one of them.
Really? Well, I guess he's more moderate, so to speak, on abortion than some of the other Republican candidates. That may have some effect. How big of a are there a lot of Libertarian candidates that could flip things around? I mean, they've screwed up several elections, you know, in Utah and in Massachusetts, actually, a few years back. Are the Libertarians as much of a factor as they used to be?
I think the Libertarians are a pretty big factor in Colorado, certainly. I do think as narrow, as small a piece of the pie as the Libertarian is getting in New York, I still think that race could be tight, and the Libertarian could be a factor in the governor's race in New York, because that race could get, I mean, we're gonna check it again, but it was a lot tighter than anybody expected. So I feel like there could be an impact there. And any of these races, I mean, the Libertarian or other candidates could send the Georgia Senate race into a runoff. I believe the Libertarian dropped out in the governor's race in Arizona, but it's still in the Senate race, and that race could come down to that. Yeah, so there's definitely races they could make a difference. Absolutely.
I saw a poll at New York State that had it a lot more of a Hochul lead than your poll, your most recent poll.
I'm
had
sure
it.
You did,
but I just want to say, do you think that's the submerged voter that the Siena poll didn't catch that you showed?
Well, I don't think I get them. That's what I've been saying is, I think the submerged voters, people we don't even get. I mean, there is no question because people are so familiar with us in Republican circles, there are a number of Republicans who will take our polls, who will be honest with us versus a lot of polls. And we do a lot of little things that are, I would say, I'm trying to think of the right word to use here, but proprietary, I'll put it that way. On the way we give people a sense of anonymity,
secret, in other words,
answers.
Yes.
Well, that's true, but there are ways we do that. But even I think we're missing these voters. I think that I've said a few times, I think the Republican turnout will be bigger than what we say. But no, I mean, first of all, my first question is, how many questions was that Siena poll? I mean, when you get right down to it, it's not rocket science. You can't ask 25 questions, 30 questions, and get real people to take a poll. Why is this so complicated?
Yeah, this poll that I was just taking, they said it was
college graduates.
Yeah, they said it was a short poll, but I'm already up to like six or seven questions. That's too many. At some point, yeah, you just get tired and you give up. How about have you done any polling?
I don't believe they did six questions. I've never seen them do one that short.
Hey, how about have you done any polling in New Hampshire?
We are about to come out with something in New Hampshire. My fear, even now, is the same thing we saw in all the other ones. I'm not sure I can get an accurate number because my early Pennsylvania and my early Arizona polls, we still had so many hurt feelings. Left from the primary, you had Republicans who were, you know, just out of spite saying they're going to vote for the Democrat or saying they were undecided. So we're a little close to that primary for it to be as good right. as I think it will be 3 weeks from now. But we should have some New Hampshire numbers in the next 3 or 4 days.
Okay. Are you going to go in the first congressional district, Caroline Leavitt versus Pappas? Do you go into congressional districts?
You know, we are just... Frankly, we just hadn't done a lot of congressional. It is to be in all 12 states that are having statewide governors and senators. We hadn't spent a lot of time mm-hmm. with congressional. Unless we have a reason to really dig into congressional, we're just not.
How about New Mexico? We got New Mexico. We got a New Mexico station. People are interested there.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of people ask us about New Mexico and Connecticut, and so those are a couple of places that we're looking at maybe expanding out and doing something. We hadn't made a final decision on that, but as we look toward probably not polling Colorado again, mm-hmm. because we just don't think there's much going to happen in a governor Senate race there, New Mexico may very well make a list of states we're going to try to hit in the next few weeks.
Connecticut may be another one of those states where there's some hurt feelings, right? Because the sort of the Trump candidate prevailed over the more moderate candidate.
There's no question. And so, but, you know, and again, it's amazing. You know, I always say it's kind of like your best buddy who breaks up with his girlfriend that he's had for 6 years and says, I'm done with girls. And yeah, within 2 or 3 months, he ain't done with girls. But these Republicans are mad, and I'm done with the other candidates, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in the end, like I said, in the end, they ain't voting for Fetterman.
Yeah, that's another question, people. A texter just asked me, how does Fetterman, who makes Biden sound like a Mensa member, how can he be leading in the polls? Or in some polls?
That lead is shrinking. I mean, everybody needs to understand, this guy was in a cocoon for 3 months. Out of good taste, nobody was talking about him. Nobody was beating him up. In the meantime, they were pounding on Oz with a, you know, with a Thor-sized hammer. So it's just now starting to get in a little bit of equilibrium. And there people are really, I mean, you know how long it takes a message to disseminate. I mean, nobody's really been punching this guy until the last 4 weeks. So I think you're going to continue to see him dissipate, and the more people learn, and you know, I realize that he's trying to figure out who's going to win in that big Eagles versus Eagles contest. But
I know that was ridiculous.
I'm thinking the Eagles will come out on top of that one.
not good news for Pittsburgh Steelers fans. You're not polling in Massachusetts, are you?
You know what? Not unless something really crazy happens. Unfortunately, we've only got so much bandwidth.
I understand. Robert Cahaley, have I missed anything? Any particular races that are stand out in your mind before we go?
Yeah, Washington State. I think that is a contest. We've hit this thing twice with polls. We see the same thing. We see Patty Murray under 50%. Smiley is an exceptional candidate. She just is. You can't dream up a better candidate for the Republicans. Her personal story, her husband's sacrifice for his country, it's amazing. And I, you know, I was talking about those undecideds, and of the undecideds, 72% say that, they have a unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion about Biden's record.
Wow.
That is a significant number. And that's 4.4% of a race is 2 points apart.
And gasoline prices have gone up 40 cents again this week in Washington State. That's not good news for Patty Murray, is it? Or any Democrat?
Well, that's assuming you can get past probably some activist telling, standing in front of the gas pump, you know, cursing you for not having an electric car.
All right. Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group. We love having you on the show, people, and you're a very popular guest. I hope we can have you on at least once more before the elections in November. Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group. Thank you very much.
Every time I get to be on Howie Carson, it's my honor.
Thanks for saying that. It's our honor to have you on. What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or pet bills, then you should look at Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. GiveSendGo has been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues, and now with people who are being unfairly targeted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. GiveSendGo is the way to go. It's not going to censor the conservatives like another certain crowdfunding website. GiveSendGo has a 501c arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site and see all the wonderful opportunities to help those in need. Become part of their giver army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So let's take a couple. Let me do a little more of my poll.
It says you're 67% of the way through it. So we should be able to finish it up.
Good.
This November, there may be a ballot question in Massachusetts called eligibility for driver's licenses. A yes vote would keep in place the law, which would allow Massachusetts residents who cannot provide proof of lawful presence in the U.S. to obtain a driver's license or permit if they meet the other requirements for doing so. A no vote would repeal the law.
This is obviously a lib group. And, you know, this is one of these this may be the kind of trick question that Cahaley was talking about, you know, that you just can't bring yourself to lie on. I can't bring myself to say I'm going to vote to give illegal aliens a driver's license.
So you're voting no.
I'm voting no.
Okay.
Even though I'm a 34-year-old non-binary Latinx.
Would you say you feel that way strongly or not strongly?
Strongly.
Okay.
Because I came here legally, you know?
Now let's go back to the first question we talked about, question one, or the Fair Share Amendment.
We're back to that?
Yes. Have you seen, heard, or read anything asking you to vote yes on question
one? Oh, yes, I have. I can't get away from it.
Okay. Where did you see, hear, or read something about voting yes on question one?
In my mailbox.
All right. So in the mail.
On TV.
On TV.
Yes. That's it. Is that it?
We've probably got a few more questions.
When does this end? I'm Howie Carr.